Today's share in Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Daf Ayin Omad Aleph, and we're learning Simen Mem Aleph, a short Simen, one Sif only. The Mechaber starts off and he tells us it's the proper way to conduct oneself if you're carrying heavy packages and you're wearing your tefillin. Again, in those days, they would wear their tefillin all day. So the Mechaber writes, Hanosei Masoi Al Rosho, if a person is carrying, imagine the pictures of a person carrying a water jug on their head, or some sort of a suitcase, or a duffel bag, and you're carrying it on your head. Hanosei Masoi Al Rosho, using your head to help support it. So then, Choleitz Tefillin Sharosh Ad Sheyoser HaMasoi. Then you should take off your Tefillah Sharosh until you're done carrying the package, and then you can put on your Tefillah Sharosh back on again. Again, we're talking about people that would wear the Tefillin all day long. For us, this sounds very strange, because we would only do this, wear our Tefillin during davening. It would be very unusual for us to wear the Tefillin while we're carrying packages. The Mishnah Berurah in Siv Katan Aleph writes, Zemayri B'chol Hayom. This is talking about a person wearing it all day. Lo b'shas kriya shma tefila, not during the saying of shma or kriya shma or shmona esrei. And he says, look further in Simen Sadi Zayin, Sifhei, about this. In the issue footnote number one, he brings down, in regards to a person who was a professional, he's a kosef, shemalach to liso masos, he's a schlepper, and he carries packages. So we learn in Simen Samach Gimel, sha'afa pisha osu lo lispalel, im nosei masoi shalar b'kav, and if he's carrying a big package, he shouldn't be davening while he's carrying such a big package, because you can't concentrate properly on the davening. However, if he sees that it's going to be missing the time for kriyashma, he thought he'd be back in shul then, or he thought he would be wherever he would be, and now he sees that he's going to miss him on kriyashma. However, linyan kriyashma ain hutzorich lasiri alav. You could say kriyashma while you're carrying a heavy package, mutalo likro shmiyashma both in that, and he could be allowed to say kriyashma with such a heavy package on, because that doesn't require as much kavana. In the issue footnote number two, he brings down in regards to l'inyan hanosei masoi al ksef of rotz l'spala. What about somebody who wants to daven while he's carrying something? Doesn't sound so strange if we say, what happens if you're wearing a backpack and you want to daven? What happens if somebody's carrying a suitcase, he's in an airport and he wants to daven? There's no place to safely put his suitcase down, so he wants to hold the suitcase. So Shulchan Aruch writes, im hamasui hu pachos mi'arba kabin, if it's a small enough package that it won't disturb him, yafshilenu yachoruv, you throw it over your back, i.e. a knapsack, v'spala, and then you can daven without concern that you're carrying something. However, if it's large, imhu arba kabin, if it's more than four kab, we'll discuss exactly how much that is in terms of volume in a few moments, or larger than that, or yoser, yanichin ala kak b'yispal, then it's preferable to put it down on the ground and daven in that fashion, because a masui of arba kabin, mevatel es hakavon, it's very hard carrying a heavy package to be able to concentrate properly on the davening. In Sivkot and Beis, the Mishnah Berurah writes that when you're having this package on your head, what about if it's just on your arms? You're carrying something in your chest and it's leaning on your shoyad. The Mistama Mechusin Hain. V'lekagnai, he says, however, your shoyad is preferably covered up, as we brought down earlier when we learned these halachos, and therefore there's no embarrassment or gnai, disparagement to the tefillin by having something on your arms. You're carrying a bag of groceries and you happen to have your tefillin on, ain't tzarech lachlutz. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says, for the shoyad, you don't have to take it off, ki yemiyesh b'masa, amasa abar kav, unless it's very heavy, and then you won't be able to properly concentrate on it. D'om istoma tefillin rotisos ayidei zeh, because then you're going to have pressure on the tefillin, you're going to be pushing against the tefillin, and they may go out of their proper place, and therefore that's improper. But if it's just you're carrying a bag or something, it's not a problem if you're wearing your tefillah shoyad. In Sivkot and Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah explains that you have to take off your tefillin sharosh if you're carrying the package on your head. Alternatively, if you want, you can go and push the package to the side of your head, not where the tefillin are, right in the middle of the forehead, then mashma mi prima godin demutter. So it'd be no problem to carry the package using the side of your head, but just not the front of your head. However, the Mishnah Berurah says, mikol mokom im yesh behem masa arbar kabin. If it's a very heavy package, more than the four kabin, then nirish yesh lahachmir af bi kli haigavna. Then even in this situation, one should be machmir and not carry any such package while they're wearing the tefillin, brought down in the name of the Beis Yosef. Ulhotzi zevel arosho, to take out a garbage bag filled with waste or other unclean items, afilu ma'at, even if there's only a little bit, vafilu litzdadin, and if you're not going to have it touch the tefillin directly, it's just going to lean on the side of your head, osur. So if somebody's taking out the garbage and it's heavy, he wants to lean it on his head to help carry it out on his shoulders, that would be improper if he was wearing tefillin. The b'chol gabni habi b'zeh bizoyon l'tefillin shel al harosh. This would be a bizoyon, an embarrassment, a degradation of the tefillin al rosha, on his head. Im lo, unless kishem esalek osa tefillin shel rosh me'olav shori aptenosi ashoyad. So what you should do in that situation is take off the tefillin shel rosh. Ah, you're still wearing the tefillin shel yad. That's not a problem. That's not an embarrassment because they're covered up. The emir tzeh lehotzi zev al hayad. What happens if you're carrying out the garbage in your hand and it's touching to the tefillin shel yad, even if it's covered up? Efshar dafilu matfilin hay mechusin bevagadav ikav zev bizoyon latfilin shalav. Here, because the garbage is directly touching the tefillin, even though it's covered up by your shirt sleeve or a jacket, it's still improper, and therefore he brings down in the name of the prima gadim that you should take off the tefillin shel yad if that's the only way you have to carry the package. If you're able to carry it in your right hand, just with your right hand, then it wouldn't be a bizoyon. In the issue footnote number 4, he brings down a situation where a person's carrying a urinal. Lekachas ovid shel mei raglayim biyado letzorach bedikas chole. In order, for example, you wanted to take a urine specimen cup or a urinal to go to get urine specimen from a patient. So he brings down in Siman Mem Gimel, shemutu l'chol odam afshu lovish betfilin. A person, a nurse, for example, who is wearing his tefillin, would be allowed to go and bring this to the patient. Mikom makom, kosav shulchan aruch shom, shabal nefesh yachmir. But still, it's somewhat pasnish. It's somewhat inappropriate to be carrying a urinal while you're wearing tefillin, even if there's no urine inside of it. And he says, ideally, one should not put himself into that situation. Then the Mechaber continues and he brings down, vafilu mitpachto. Even if you have on your head some sort of a kerchief of some sort, also lahaniach al rosh sheyesh bo tefillin. You shouldn't put even your mitpachas, your scarf, on top of your tefillin, that top of your head that's wearing tefillin. The Bir Halacha in Dibra Maskel Vafilu Mitpachto writes, Ayin in the Taz, look at the Taz, Shekosu L'das HaTur, Ain also be Mitpachas. He brings down the Tur and says, there would be nothing wrong with wearing a scarf over your tefillin. V'kein b'masu shibichus midalikabin. And likewise, if it's a very lightweight thing, you put on your head something that's very light, you're just putting it there because your hands are full and you're balancing it on your head. Kim shibirotzeitz v'dochek ha'tefillin ayidezeh. The only issue would be if it's small, if it's pressing against your tefillin and pushing them out of the proper place or limiting the proper space for them. But the Bir Halacha says, Aval Anu, Ein Lanu Ela Diri HaShulchan Aruch, the B'chol Gavni Oser. But we don't follow this Taz, even though he brings it down in the name of the Tur. We follow what the Shulchan Aruch says, the Hai Gavni, the Hai Genai L'Tfilin Ayidei Zeh. He brought down the name of the Mati Yehuda, that this is considered a Genai for the Tfilin, to have anything on top of the Tfilin Shorosh, which is normally open, and anything on top of it is a Genai to it. Then the Mechaber continues and says, Abol dover shadarko litein berosho, but something that is normally worn on the head, as opposed to this mitpachas, which is not normally worn on the head. It's a scarf. It's worn around your neck. Or packages that are not normally worn on the head. But something that is normally worn on the head, darko shalitein berosho. For example, you're going kova, you have a baseball hat, a fedora, you have a fancy hat, a black hat, omitz nefes, or some sort of a kerchief that you do wear over your head, then mutter. That would be permissible to put on top of the tefillin. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Dalet writes, Af dehu monach al hatfilin, even though it's directly on top of the tefillin. Ein bazeh bizoyin letfilin. Having a hat on your head is not a bizoyin for the tefillin. Kivin shu derech malbush. This is the normal way that people wear a hat, especially if they wear the tefillin all day and they're going outside and it's sunny and you want to have a hat on so you don't get heat stroke, or you want to keep your head covered because it's cold. So you put a hat on, it's not a problem. However, ach imakova gedol, if it's a very large hat, yizor shekovet hakova lo yoser es hatfilin mimakom aroyel hen. He brings down the name of the chayyadim. You have to be careful that if it's a hat that will push the tefillin out of the proper place, so then you won't be wearing tefillin. You're wasting your time by having the tefillin on your head if it's not in the right place. So if the hat is a heavy hat or a large hat that pushes the tefillin out of their place, one should be careful. Then the Ramah adds, hago vafilu hochi, nevertheless, in humasui koved arba kavin. If you're wearing a heavy weight that is arba kavin, a measure of 4 kav, vatfilin et chokos, and it presses against the tefillin, it doesn't really push the tefillin, it doesn't compress the tefillin, but it limits the space where the tefillin can be by having this package over there. It's nitchokos, it's pressed against it, tzorich latzir, and it brings down the name of the Beis Yosef. The Ramah says that you do have to take off your tefillin in that situation. In Sifkot and Hay, the Mishnah Berurah says, how much is 4 kabin? It's a volume. Hay mechothe litros, it's 25 liters. According to Shoklin Bo HaKesef Befrag, that they used to have the measurement of silver in Prague, so that was the amount, 4 kabin was what they had, 25 liters of space that they measured in Prague. The Dishu footnote number 5 brings down that in all modern measures, the Chazon Ish says that this is 9.6 liters, which is a volume and not a weight, and according to Rav Chaim Noah, this is 5.5 liters, about half that, a little bit more. In Sivkot and Vav, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Nidchakos, what do we mean by it's pressing against it? Ain Perusho, it doesn't mean Shatfilin Zazim in Makom Lagamri. It doesn't mean that it's pushing the tefillin out of their proper place. They were Nochen Kadin, and therefore they're not in their proper position and they're not being worn properly. Because the Bazeb, Pshita, that would clearly be obvious, Sha'asr, that it's no good. You're not wearing your tefillin then. Vafilu Masun Kali, this would be even true if it was a very light weight and it's not pushing it on its own weight, but it's pushed it out for whatever the reason, it wouldn't be kosher. You're not wearing your tefillin then. Ella wrote Saloma, he's telling us over here, Shemunachim bimkomam, the tefillin are in their right place, and this pressure from this weight is bedochach machmas hamasoi, the weight of this item that you're carrying, munach aleihem umekatzeres makomam. The weight of this is somehow limiting or minimizing the proper area where the tefillin can be because of this weight, this item that you're carrying. The Bach is Meikul, though, even in this situation, if this weight is from your head covering or from your kova, from your hat, it is acceptable. Why is this so? So the Dirshu footnote number 6 brings down. They're being worn over here in the normal way that one wears such items on your head. One doesn't have to take off this normal clothing, i.e. your hat or your head covering over here, from the chashash that the tefillin are being somewhat limited in the space that they can go. Furthermore, that this is the normal size for this person to wear such a garment, such a head covering, a hat, the tefillin don't push and limit the space. In fact, they're actually keeping the tefillin in the proper place because of the normal size hat that he's wearing is making sure that nothing moves about on his forehead. In the Sefer Halacha Brura, he brings down that this measure of Mishkal Arba Kabin, this 4 Kab, is about 5 kilograms, Chamisha kilogram, which is a little bit more than 10 pounds, almost 11 pounds. The Halacha Brura also brings down from the Atera Zekanim that there's a chiluk possibly between somebody carrying a package for a schar, he's a paid worker, and in this situation he has until this dalit kabin, as opposed to somebody who's carrying a package without being paid for it, for whatever the reason he's carrying it, and he says afilu mashu also is in this situation. He also points out that the Mechaber seems to be passing here exactly like the Rambam, even though the Rif and the Rosh, the other two main pillars of Halacha, seem to say otherwise. He brings down because there are many different opinions as to what the Rosh and the Rif are actually holding, and therefore he passing here clearly like the Rambam that one shouldn't carry anything on their head if it's going to lean up against the tefillin. The Halacha Brura also brings down the Nochon Shlo Yisu Masa Kishatfilin Shoyad Olav Ben Atzila Yodav. You shouldn't put a masa, some sort of a package or weight, underneath your armpit area while you're wearing the tefillin over there. Dainu shamasa munach tachas zroos of algufo, that the package is underneath your arm that you're wearing the tefillin on. Meshamafrit hamasa ben atfillin ben gufo, because this would be possibly that the package or the weight that you're having over here is somehow interposing between the tefillin and your body. He doesn't mean the arm, he means the rest of the body. He points out that the Sefer Hasidim says, even though afal pi shabegodim avsikim ben atzilin ben gufo, your shirt or the other parts of your clothing are interspersing between the tefillin and your body, ein zu havdola ki kein darko, that's normal and therefore that's not a problem. It brings down from the El Yeraba, the Prima Godim, the Pisri Olam, the Kafachayim all say the same thing. Don't hold the package underneath your arm in your armpit area because that separates the tefillin from your body. This will conclude today's share. It's a small simon, and therefore we'll end a little bit early.